Hello, my friends. Jacob's here one more time. I wanted to be live with you. I don't know what happened with this show, but it was all super glitchy and it was a big issue. But don't worry. Don't worry. You're still going to get this. You're going to still get this hot off the presses. King David lynched. You probably know who King David is. From the Bible, King David. And David Lynch is a director. He's a director that is known for a lot of weird stuff. You know, you probably heard of Twin Peaks. He's known for Dune. He's known for a lot of really cool, deep-minded, time-traveling adventures, which is interesting because I believe that it's sort of connected to everything that's happening with Donald Trump right before the inauguration. And we have so many things happening during the inauguration. We have these signs in the heavens. We got a parade of planets, Comet Atlas. We have so many things happening that it would be a mistake to just negate this and not think that there's maybe a bigger plan, that maybe God has his hand over this situation. But David Lynch, you know, he died. He's 78 years old. He just passed away. Did you all know he was born on Inauguration Day? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. And the word Lynch, as I said before, it means to hang. The word David means beloved of God. King David lynched. Well, this is the story of, it's the story of Esther. Something that we've talked about on the channel. Where at the very end, you know, when it looks like all hope is lost, they're going to lynch, they're going to hang God's children, God's people. The king steps in. So I've always connected this to Donald Trump in a way, and there's a lot of people are very nervous about what's happening right now. They think that some kind of an event's going to stop the inauguration from happening. Myself included, for a long time, I said, no swerve. We don't want to swerve at the end. You know, we don't want to swerve at the end. When he rang the bell at Wall Street, I said, oh, it's like the Last Supper. Is he going to be betrayed and then put to death, if you will? It's, you know, politically speaking, God forbid anything else happen. So the fact that David Lynch, who's known for Twin Peaks, who's known for Dune, the duality that Janus, the twin-headed God like President Trump, he was also a big guy for 9/11. Now, what's weird about this is he passed away on 1/16. That's Biff Don right there on X. You can check him out. And he died on 1/16, the same time that was on that, you know, the Back to the Future. The Back to the Future, you know, Twin Pines mall sign. The time. Very strange. But it gets a lot stranger. We have this parade of planets that is, you can catch a glimpse. You know, today, yesterday, this comet just suddenly appeared after 180,000 years. This parade of planets that's happening right now, where six of the planets are lining up together, it forms an arch. This is very significant that we have this surprise comet at the same time, all around the same time of the inauguration. Now, I did a little bit of digging. I looked into things. And what I found was that a lot of the things that are happening, you know, like the big one, of course, is President Donald Trump's. Everybody's talking about his really cool looking, I mean, business, very new portrait for 2025. And there you see, I love this, right? A New Hope, the Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. That's his mugshot. And then here he is, a weathered, powerful man who is ready. But is there something waiting for him? This is really strange. Okay, so I started to look at the dates. You know, maybe I'm a little woo-woo, maybe I'm a little out there, but I started to look at the dates between, we'll say, Donald Trump's mugshot that was revealed on August 2023, 24, and when the first attempt on his life happened in Butler. What I found interesting, because it was like, you know, you have the headshot and then you have like a headshot. It's like a portrait and then you have that. So, you know, I immediately wanted to find out what the dates were between it. And I've shared it before, but it's 9/11 backwards, right? 10 months, 19 days in between the two events. But that's not all. That's not all that's interesting, because now he has the new portrait. So from the mugshot, this is where it gets a little weird, a little, you know, because if we're looking at the signs, Jesus said, you look at the signs, you'll know what's coming. In the end, in the book of Luke, it talks about how that there'll be signs in the heavens and signs in the earth, and that that's the day that you'll know. Well, I mean, could these be signs too? The fact that in between the mugshot and in between the new presidential portrait, well, 73 weeks. 73 weeks in like ham radio or like radio as in communication, it means to say goodbye. It means to say goodbye. It's like, it's time to go. All right. It's time to go. That was a little bit nerve-wracking for me to see. I thought it was a little bit strange. The fact that, you know, the days between were, but I said, oh, no big deal. I said, you know what I'll do? I'm going to go and I'm going to go check between the dates of, you know, when the attempt on his life and Butler and the new portrait. And guess what it was? 187 days. And there you see on the screen, 187 is code for, you know, you've used to watch those old movies, you know, like Colors, you know, 187 in California, it means, you know, it says it right there. You could read it. These aren't like the best signs. 9/11 means emergency. 73 means goodbye. And then you have that. So I don't know. This is why it's like, you know, I put a couple of things out online and I said, oh, said Lord, you know, can we think, have things go smoothly? Can things go smoothly? Everything's so weird. We just had, you know, the Starship, right? The spacecraft broke apart. Of course, I had to go back and look into it because I had a weird dream about Starship, you know, crashing into the Earth. But there's like this hope that with Trump being inaugurated and everything goes well, that there's going to be a lot of good things coming out of it. Red dye, we just talked about that in the FDA. We already see changes being made in food for us, things that are going to be a little healthier for us. And then, of course, there is big changes. He says that there's not going to be, it's not going to be the IRS anymore. It's going to be the External Revenue Service, which I found interesting because, of course, on November of 2024, November, it's 11/22, I said, is President Trump going to end the IRS and the Fed? And here he put this out. He says, for far too long, we've relied on taxing our great people using the IRS. Through soft and pathetic weak trade agreements, the American economy has delivered growth and prosperity to the world while taxing ourselves. It's time for that to change. I am today announcing that I will create the External Revenue Service to collect our tariffs, duties, and all revenue that comes from foreign sources. We'll begin charging those that make money off us with trade, and they'll start paying, finally, their fair share. And of course, that's, you know, 7 weeks and like 4 days from when I said, yeah. So you have these things that seem very positive. They seem like, oh, this is going to be a good thing. And yet, a lot of people are having a problem really accepting this. There are videos already going around. You probably saw them. Some guy wearing a Space Force jacket. He was all, you know, he's like, oh, don't you think for a second we're going to hand over the country to oligarchs and this, that, and the other thing. All this stuff. You know, these people playing with our lives, really, because we're the ones that matter the most because we are the majority. And of course, we're like sadly, sometimes we can become cannon fodder. And there is this feeling of like jubilee that I've been talking about for so long. Like, I feel like it's on the horizon. I feel like everything that's going to go down is going to be for the good of those that are good and probably for the correction of those that aren't so good. So I feel like this is an important point in time. But I don't want to see madness and shakeup. You know, I don't want to see anything. You know, I had, like I said, from the get-go, you know, so far we've been checking the boxes, right? He's not even in jail. He ended up getting off the exact same day, ironically, that Vince McMahon did. Settling their lawsuit exactly, what, 11 months and 13 days after my video. So strange. You see Vince and, you know, and you also take a look, you see Texas right there in the center. I have a feeling that Texas is going to be in the news shortly. I don't know why. Maybe because Grimace was like hanging out, having all sorts of fun over there in Texas, and they won because of Grimace magic. Every time we see Grimace, we know what happens. But he got off. You know, I didn't think he was going to see any jail time. This is a big deal. So now we're hearing all about there's going to be some big disclosure in the aliens. Something is just off. You know what I mean? Something is just off. It's just not right. There's some weird, weird stuff going on. And I think that it's, I don't know. I just think that like when the U.S. debt clock seems to be mirroring my video that I did about the parade of planets, about the comet. And I said, it'd be, you know, where I was expressing how this moment that's leading up to the inauguration is a big deal. Well, you look at the U.S. debt clocks, you know, I mean, it has the parade of planets. It has the comet, debt to wealth. That's Jubilee. You know, that's Jubilee. You have the six planet alignment on January 21st. Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, Venus, Saturn aligning the sky. I mean, four of them are going to be easily seen. Like, I can see them. I can see them outside of my, you know, when I take my shower at night. I have this beautiful view of, it's amazing. It's amazing to me. It feels like this is an important point in time. It feels like we are about to enter into this new, as they're calling it, the golden age. But I just got this really weird feeling because the more I look at these things, the more I think, wow, you know, I had a dream about that, or I talked about that, you know, just like this is weird. Okay. This is weird. You got to tell me in the comment section. And by the way, if you're new to the channel, will you do me a favor? Will you smash the like? Will you share the stuff around? Be a part. Subscribe. Check for notifications. So when you see me, you'll be able to then be happy because we come together for all this goofy stuff to be encouraged. And I was a little encouraged and also a little weirded out by the heavenly show that just took place when SpaceX's Starship, their seventh flight, exploded and rained down over Turks and Caicos, which is strange because middle of the night on November 7th, if you look right up top right-hand side of the screen, you can see I had a dream. Storm hits Turks and Caicos, and I was stuck there. I don't remember much. I just remember being stuck, and they weren't flying. That's all I remember, and I knew that it was some kind of a storm or something. I didn't know what it was. It was a weird dream, but then here, you know, Turks and Caicos, and what do? They had to, like, divert flights and all sorts of stuff because of the spacecraft came down. But man, did it look cool, right? When you saw it. But you know what's a little weird? Is that 33 months in between that event, I did a video about a dream that I had where one of SpaceX's rockets, you could probably see it in that thumbnail over to the left. You'll see it says Dragon on it. It's like re-entering in. And the title was Something Weird is Happening. The Crash is on its way. Very strange. Just like you get that feeling. You're like, uh-oh. You know, uh-oh. Is something else coming? But at the same time, you know, at the same time you see these things that seem like they're a little spooky, a little freaky out a little bit. There's, you know, there's like moments that you could say, well, you know, there's the release of the hostages. I mean, this has been like a terrible thing. It's gone on for, what, 15 months or something like that? We saw the overthrow of Syria. We've seen really big events go down. This isn't normal, right? This isn't the United States of America that you remember. It feels like we're in, you know, this biblical time of what they call Armageddon. I mean, we're all gathered together over the internet, same place, right? So, strange. But on, you know, January 30th of 2024, that's last year, you know, I had a feeling that the Trumpster would be the man that brings the peace deal of 1,000 years. You'll see I wrote, I said, a man who brings peace, a peace deal of 1,000 years. President Donald Trump nominated for the fourth time for the Nobel Peace Prize, big peace deal in the midst of out of a crazy time of war. And what do I get? 11 months, 17 days. And you know what that is to me? You know, it looks like 7-11 backwards, 7-11. Genesis 7-11, I'm going to flood the earth. I'm going to open up the heavens. But hostages released, peace deal agreement, and Trump brings it in. Guess how long it was? 50 weeks, because that's the other one. 50 weeks. It's like the 51st day. On the 51st day was the peace deal. So after 50 weeks, 50 is the sign of a jubilee. You know, so why do I got this feeling and this you know, this worry that something bad is going to happen? I don't know. Maybe it's because we're constantly fed, you know, this so that we get provoked to think the worst, to share the worst. I don't want to share the worst. I want to actually, I want to share something positive. I want to lift people up. You know, I want to see the world be better. I want us to do the best that we can. I want us not to think the worst because we know that faith creates. And, you know, there are a lot of weird things. The fires that are going on. There was another fire that just happened in Malibu. You know, what's weird about that was you probably remember Paris Hilton. You know, her company's 1111, by the way. Which, by the way, if you want to support the channel, just go to the links in the description. All links are there. You click more, you can open up, and links to everything. Truly Free Home. If you want to get, you know, just the best products for your house that have no toxins, no chemicals, and you want to support the channel so you get less than everybody else, 30% off. Great stuff, toxin-free. Get it sent to your house, environmentally friendly. All this stuff, it is really made our lives better, and I hope it makes your life better. But you can do that too. The links are in the description. All the links are in the description of the video, and I hope that you hit like, and I hope that you share, because I got to tell you, it's not that easy to do this stuff, especially when you got a lot of stuff going against you, you know? But we overcome, because, you know, it's already been done. It's already finished. But the real-life Malibu Barbie's house, Paris Hilton's house, it was like heartbreaking. She was sharing all of this stuff from these devastating fires. I mean, like, it's horrible what happened. So it was exactly 77 weeks, because, you know, I talked about the fires that were coming, the Samson fires and everything else, you know, Samson being the last biblical judge, Samson, you know, tying the foxes' tails together, putting a torch, and you have all these people saying that people were lighting these fires, these foxes, spoiling the vine, spoiling the harvest. Are they going to try to do it again? Is that the next thing? That's why I want people to not be triggered. I want people to pray, and I want people to think the best and see the best. I said, Lord, if it's meant to be that, you know, let your will be done. And if anything is going to come against those that are doing good in the world, right? Because let's be honest, the leadership is pretty not so great, pretty corrupt. Like even Biden is saying, man, this is really bummed me out. Like his farewell speech. Let me play this for you, just to give you an idea of, you know, where we've come.
I want to warn the country of some things that give me great concern. This is a dangerous concentration. That's a dangerous concentration of power in the hands of a very few ultra wealthy people. And the dangerous consequences if their abuse of power is left unchecked. Today, an oligarchy is taking shape in America of extreme wealth, power, and influence. That literally threatens our entire democracy, our basic rights and freedoms, and a fair shot for everyone to get ahead. We see the consequences all across America, and we've seen it before. More than a century ago, but the American people stood up to the robber barons back then and busted the trusts. They didn't punish the wealthy. They just made the wealthy play by the rules everybody else had to.
You know, really? He's bringing up like the Revolutionary War. He's bringing up like the Revolutionary War, you know, Civil War. What's going on? What's going on where you have your outgoing president making it sound like, you know, your country is toast? And he's not the only one. There are a couple of other people that are, you know, speaking, and they're like, oh, I hope that this is the last time, you know, unless something happens. So there's this feeling and this, we'll say this aroma in the air that we got to worry. I'm hoping to be pleasantly surprised. You know, that's what I'm hoping. I don't really know what's coming, my friends, but I do feel like it's something that maybe we need to pray about, you know? Days that we're in right now, very different. I feel like the stakes are a lot higher. Is there going to be like a lynch mob coming for them? You know? And if so, is it all just a show? That's the thing that troubles me the most, is that today there's so many lies, it's hard to really know. So you know what I do? I don't react. I try not to get triggered as much. I'm working on that. I hope you are too. And I pray about things. And instead of just reposting something or being outraged or, you know, leaving a house and going to, you know, take up this or take up that, depending on if anything happens or not, stay home with your family. You know, be a productive member of society. Trust that God's going to work all this stuff out. Do the right thing. You do the right thing, you're going to be okay, especially today. All right, listen, I got to get going. I wish that this was a live show. I wanted it to be a live show. I tried twice. It was very disappointing to me. I'm having all sorts of issues. I just got my computer back. Cost, you know, cost like a couple $100 to fix. And I don't know what it is. I'm going to figure it out. In the meantime, this is what God wants. So I hope you enjoyed it. And I got to tell you something. I got a really cool show coming soon. So make sure you subscribe to the channel. If you want to get any of the stuff that you heard on today's show, you know, just go to the links in the description. And I'll talk to you soon. Love you. Bye-bye.
September 10th. Mars hangs closer to the Earth than it has in 6,000 years. Like the light that led men from the east to a child in a manger, it could well be a sign of good things to come. Thomas James shall be his name. The world will change because of him. In the small town of Bethel, in a time not unlike our own, a child with a great purpose is born. Years later, alienated by his peers and abused, Thomas suffers a devastating loss. When it appears he has nothing left to live for in the world, this is when his true calling begins. While trying to escape the sinister powers that be, a terrifying vision haunts him. Miraculous events seem to follow the peculiar young man as he struggles to come to terms with what he was born to do. The stage is set. The time is at hand. The truth will rise and a revolution will begin. The startling revelation of who Thomas James is, truly, will change the lives of those around him and set off a chain of events long ago foretold. There is more to this novel than one might think. Inside these pages hides a treasure just waiting to be discovered. So if you've ever wondered if there's more to life, or why it is we suffer, then this story will not only captivate you, it may just open your eyes to a truth that could set you free. Find out what is in us all that makes us heed the calling.